You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning. This is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, founder of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during this show, I'm really fortunate to be able to share the stories, the knowledge and the expertise of business leaders, large and small, with you, the listener. And this week, we're talking about such an important topic that is very, very close to my heart. We're going to be talking about the youth unemployment crisis, which is something we should all care so much about here in Oxfordshire. And to do that, we're joined by two absolute local experts. So we're joined by Taffy Raphael, and we're also joined by Jodie Lloyd-Jones of Oxfordshire Youth. This is the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson. I look forward to welcoming our two superstars after this. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. So if you are just tuning in, today we're talking all about the youth unemployment crisis. And to do that, we're joined by two local wonderful people that are going to be talking all about it and giving you a good insight. So Jodie, I'm going to start with you, if that's okay. For those who aren't familiar with you and Oxfordshire Youth, please introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you so much, Ben. It's great to be on today and the hottest day of the year. Thank you for having us. I'm Jodie Lloyd-Jones and I'm the Chief Executive of Oxfordshire Youth. And we're a youth development charity for Oxfordshire. And we have the privilege of supporting an entire youth sector of organisations in Oxfordshire that work with young people aged 8 to 25 across the county. And collectively, we're reaching around 32,000 young people in Oxfordshire. So, yeah, great to be here.
Oh, amazing. No, amazing. And next up, Taffy, for those who don't know you, please introduce yourself.
My name's Taffy. I'm currently studying nursing and I'm also working part time alongside that. And then one of my hobbies is obviously being a part of Oxford Youth and an Oxford Youth Champion, you know, trying to get youth and get their voices heard and stuff like that.
Oh, amazing. Amazing. Perfect. Taffy, I'm going to pick on you first. So the two hardest questions today is you both need to pick a song on the radio. And there is a high bar from past guests. So, Taffy, what's your song choice and why have you picked it?
I picked a song called Rinsed by Dee Blunt. I love the song. I love the background and the instrumentals. One of my favourite songs ever. It's really nice.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're talking all about the youth unemployment crisis. And to do that, we're joined by Taffy Raphael and also Jodie Lloyd-Jones of Oxfordshire Youth. So thank you so much both for joining me today. Jodie, I'm going to start with you with quite a big question, if that's OK. Firstly, what is the Oxfordshire youth unemployment crisis?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a big question. But I mean, effectively, I think the unemployment crisis is effectively the language that's being used that's effectively describing the fact that we have lots of young people that are now out of employment up and down the UK. And just recently, our former Health Secretary, Alan Milbourne, has done a piece of research and created an interim report called Young People and Work that's just been released. So it started to really put a spotlight on the kind of challenges that young people are facing as kind of brought that into attention actually across the country for businesses and for young people. And effectively the youth unemployment crisis is describing the fact that we have so many young people in the UK that are not in education, so learning, and are not in employment. And actually that it's also costing effectively the government £125 billion a year, which is more than the entire national education budget, which is why I think it's being called a crisis effectively, because there's such a huge cost to the economy around it. But of course, underneath all of that is the experience of a young person in this day and age, and effectively the challenge of moving on from school onto whatever next that looks like, and the gap in how young people then move on to what happens next for them in moving to an adult. And there's so many challenges and so many barriers that are in place that are not really helping young people to make that transition positively. So that is a very quick snapshot of what's being described as the youth unemployment crisis.
No, thank you. And Taffy, what are you seeing amongst young people? Like, what is the feeling on the ground from I guess a young person perspective on this crisis?
I think from me and among my peers, we're all struggling to get jobs. But I feel like a common thing that we all have in common is not having a lot of experience. When we leave school, we don't have experience to go into jobs because lots of jobs require you to have experience, but we don't have experience in those specific fields. So we're all kind of in the same boat and trying to navigate that and trying to find work and employment.
Yeah, no, totally. And you know what? I used to own a recruitment business for 12 years. And I think that if I was to look back at those 12 years, my biggest bugbear was the person doesn't have enough experience. The person doesn't have enough experience. And I don't want to sound cliche, but how does somebody get experience if you don't give an opportunity? So it's definitely such an important topic. And Jodie, what do you see as I guess some of the solutions? Because I appreciate there isn't going to be a one size fits all. But what are some of the things that could be done that would really help make positive change?
I mean, I think it's very complex, and I think there are solutions across lots of different sectors in different ways. I think that what we see all the time is kind of in the news, and also if you have conversations with businesses or different sectors, there's that quite often young people are called lazy or the lost generation or the generation that are kind of soft, or thinking about when young people are employed in jobs, how quickly they move on. There's kind of quite a lot of negative, I guess, language around employing young people in lots of ways. And actually the data tells us such a different story, and young people tell us such a different story. And actually one of the biggest factors, I think, that's come out of the report recently, but what young people are saying as well, is that actually 70% of the surge of young people that are not in employment, it's actually down to health conditions, and mental health also being a really kind of primary driver in that as well. So I think there's a piece initially that's really, I think, about helping young people to find community and purpose and solutions that are really affecting, you know, kind of prevention and actually how we're supporting young people in general environments within school, within the community and into work. That's much more about kind of well-being and health and that sort of thing, that feels like a really important part of the solution that I think is quite often not talked about. I mean, I could talk about so many other solutions, but I don't know if that just gives us a starting point, because I think that bit's quite often missing from the conversation. Obviously, it doesn't mean that every young person has got a health condition or mental health concern, but, you know, we know that there's huge amounts of change over the last kind of 20 years in the digital landscape and also in young people accessing services. And it's quite often focused on a kind of diagnosis strand rather than what is in place in schools and in the community and in businesses to enable young people to grow and have fulfilling lives within that, and also what's their role in that as well. I don't know if I've answered your question.
Yeah, there. No, it's really, 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 really insightful. And as you say, there's lots of things to really, really unpick there. And Taffy, one of the things that I know that you're doing is you volunteer with Oxford Cheer Youth. Can you just talk to our listeners a little bit about how that came about and really how you found that volunteering experience, and would volunteering be something you would encourage some of your peers to think about?
Yeah, so how I found out about Oxfordshire Youth was through one of my friends, Christabel, and she found out about it from our college, and then she was talking to me about it, and I was like, oh, I think this would actually be a really good opportunity for me to join. So that's when I joined, and then I joined the group, and I was like, wow, this is very insightful. This is very, you know, a good community and a good way to build experience and also network and speak to other people. And I actually was a little bit upset because I didn't know about this before, and there was no, like, it wasn't on social media, it wasn't anywhere for other young people to be able to access and know about this. So I was a little bit, you know, disappointed in that way. But yeah, I do think volunteering is very good. It gives you experience, it gives you a way of learning, it gives you a way of communicating with other people and gaining good experience.
No, totally. And what's your take on that, Jodie?
Yeah, I think it's really helpful to hear that, because I think that volunteering has been talked about a lot in this space, actually, around the employability piece and thinking about what's the opportunities for young people to be able to gain experience, whether that's work experience or experience in kind of different settings. Obviously, kind of early careers, activities and engagements, and thinking about that kind of broader space. Obviously, there's a lot of focus again on the apprenticeships. Often young people are saying they don't know what's available or it's not kind of accessible to them. And then also, I think there's been a much bigger focus on that. I think it's kind of pre-employment stuff, right? So the skills development, internships, kind of activities in lots of different environments, and there's a role for businesses to play in that, but also crucially the youth and community sector are doing incredible work in this space, but are also quite underfunded, and actually also don't have budgets to have big marketing budgets and think about how they're promoting the work that they're doing as well. So I think there are a number of things that employers could do, but there's also a really big piece here, I think, in the youth sector that can kind of enable, they're already enabling those opportunities. But actually, it's about how we actually bring those things together so that actually the opportunities are much more, so there's more opportunities available, but also we're bringing in the skills from businesses and the kind of gaps in employment around businesses, with also that kind of upskilling of young people and the opportunities for them to really shape what happens as well.
No, totally. Jodie and Taffy set a very, very high bar with a song choice. Can you match it? What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
Oh my goodness. So because it is so hot and it's like 39 degrees mountains, I had to go with a summer song. So I'm going with Summertime by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. This just brings me right back to my younger years, growing up the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but it's a fabulous song. So I'd love to hear it.
Discussing topics that impact local businesses and their owners, this is The Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're joined by two absolute inspirations. We're joined by Taffy Raphael and Jodie Lloyd-Jones of Oxfordshire Youth. And together we're talking about the Oxfordshire youth unemployment crisis, which for me, I think is really sad, because I think that as an ex-recruiter of 12 years, I've only mentioned it twice so far in the show, I really see employers wanting to anchor the very best talent. I see employers struggling to recruit, and actually we've got so much diverse talent within our schools and colleges and youth centres and charities that actually can really impact that future workforce. But we need to open the doors. So Jodie, I'm keen to start with you, if that's okay, because I know that you have your Business Guardians, and I know that as a charity, you're very, very passionate about linking businesses with young people. Mm. Talk to me more about some of the things you're doing and some of the things maybe our listeners who run businesses could consider.
Yeah, thank you. And I would like to start by saying that actually when you do have young people employed in your organisation, or that you're directly working alongside and co-producing with, like we're doing with Taffy and the Youth Voice Champions, it is such a game changer in terms of your work. And I don't know that everyone always really understands how much you can actually gain from a young workforce. And so I think, you know, for us as an organisation, so we employ 43 staff, we're a fairly sizable organisation. And we have half of our staff are under the age of 30. A number of those staff have lived experience from a number of the kind of programmes and the things that we're kind of supporting for young people across the county. But also we co-produce a number of programs to kind of meet, I guess, young people's needs around employability and kind of digital skills and that. But young people are alongside us co-producing that work. And the work that Taffy is doing at the moment is effectively working with a group of another 10 young people. They're 14 to 18. And actually the insights that they're bringing effectively to look at how to have more engagement in young people in decision making and a youth voice strategy for the youth sector is incredible. And actually they bring so much more insight, and actually it means that the needs are genuinely met around that work. And I think the reason why I'm sharing that before directly answering your question, which is about business guardians, is because I feel like that approach is really key, whatever sector that you're in. So I think the starting point is really valuing and understanding what young people bring to the workplace, and then creating an environment, whether that's about your outreach or whether that's about actually the work that you're doing in an organisation, that is completely inclusive to those young people, and that actually there is an element of youth voice in this. So we're not, you're not just seeing an employee or young person as, you've got, you know, you haven't got the skills, you're not able to do this, therefore, you know, we will give you these more menial jobs, and that's kind of how it works. But I think actually more broadly, the best way, which I think is probably with any employer and anyone, you know, anyone coming to your organisation, is really to create a much broader scope, and actually for the young people in your organisation to be helping effectively make decisions for the organisation with the senior staff, as much as it is their kind of day-to-day role as well. And I think thinking about the inclusive piece around different backgrounds, our kind of broad diversity of the organisation, how are we creating a sense of belonging, but also then being able to flex what the role is to be able to kind of meet the needs of the young person and the organisation feels really important. And I know, depending on the size of the organisation, depends, I think, on how easy that is. But I think it absolutely makes a big difference. And our business guardian model, which is had some incredible impacts in just a short space of time. So we're working with 9 leading businesses that are rooted in Oxfordshire, with global reach actually. And we've been working and piloting a number of programs with those businesses, bringing in staff from those organizations, running workshops with young people, providing kind of different styles of work experience, and also a kind of quite unconventional anti-careers fair called Rise that we've piloted as well. And what we're seeing from these kind of initiatives is that businesses are effectively learning so much from their direct engagement with the young people, but they're changing some of their practices in the ways that they're working. So that was quite a long-winded answer, but I think it is quite complex. And effectively, I think recognizing that different sectors have different skills that they can bring, and bringing business together with youth and community sector is really key, but also just that kind of, you know, that broader approach of really thinking about and on better understanding what young people bring to your organization, I think is a really important starting point.
No, totally. No, really, really insightful. And Taffy, I think that a lot of people that listen to this show are the Oxfordshire business owner. And I think thinking about that demographic, what can small businesses do to make themselves really attractive as employers, as businesses, to young people here in Oxfordshire?
I think one of the main things that they can do is attracting their business and making it very accessible, because some young people are working and studying at the same time. So they need to balance that. So being able to, you know, allow young people to work and study at the same time and accommodating their business to that is one of the main things that I think that they can do to attract young people to their business. And also advertising it on social media and stuff like that could bring young people to their business.
No, totally. So Taffy, just then with you, if that's okay, what have you seen as some of the benefits for businesses to open their doors to young people and to, you know, want to give opportunity and want to really kind of embrace young people having their first kind of opportunity, really?
I think it gives lots of young people confidence, because I feel like when young people don't have that, they can get quite knocked down. So it gives them their confidence as well and passion to continue and want to continue employment.
No, totally. No, amazing. Sorry, you go, Jodie.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, Taffy, I'd completely agree, actually, in kind of what you're saying there. Because I think with the bits of work experience that we've done through one of our Future Leaders programmes, young people had never been into a tech business, for example, and for them actually to be able to go into a business, understand and see different parts of how the business was working. And they also got to sit down and spend time with the CEO, the directors, you know, in a very different way around having conversations and asking questions. And I think what we got in the feedback around that was one about, okay, I've got much more of an understanding about how business work, about some of the tech things that people keep talking about that I don't have any idea about. But also, two of the young people went directly up to the CEO and said, could I please come in for some specific work experience after the back of this? And so had, you know, had the confidence in that space after having conversations with the CEO to directly go up to them and say, could I do this? Because they had that link, they had that, you know, that space to do that. And they went on and had some really incredible work experience afterwards off the back of that as well. And so it was a kind of initial informal kind of day, and that moved into a much more concrete experience. Again, just kind of building on the knowledge and skills. But I think that confidence piece that Taffy was talking about there is really key, because you don't know what you don't know effectively. Totally. And so I think the more, it's that classic thing of expanding your comfort zone, right? Is that the more experiences that you have, the more your, you know, that broadens, and the more not only do you feel confident to do it, but you also know how to access certain things and what that looks like. So I do think it's a really important part of the puzzle.
Yeah, totally. I think you make a really interesting point there in terms of that we don't know what we don't know. I'm sure we all feel, you know, very comfortable in X environment that's our happy place. But actually, you know, thinking about my own story, you know, when I started my career, I always thought I was very confident growing up. I always thought that, you know, I played sport at a decent level. But actually, starting to go to networking events with 40 business owners when I was by far the youngest in the room and standing up and talking all about what I do is incredibly daunting. But I'm sure, you know, you and I, Jodie, don't think about that anymore, because we network all the time. It just becomes, you know, like putting your shoes on, doesn't it? So there are, you know, if you are a business leader listening, like, I'd really, really encourage you to, you know, open your doors, be open, give opportunity. And there really, really can be a win-win as a result. Taffy, I'm just keen to end this section really on the Youth Voice Champions, because we touched on it earlier, but I think that there would be a real benefit to our listeners just to learn a little bit more about what is the Youth Voice Champions and what does that really look like for young people.
So the Youth Voice Champions is a group of us, and we all come together every single Tuesday after school from around 5:30 to 7:30. And we all come together and we have a project right now, and we're currently working on the Youth Voice Strategy Workshop. So we all come together and we split off into separate groups. So some people are on research, some people are on social media and marketing, and some people are on presenting the actual workshops. So we all go off in separate groups and we work on these projects together. And upcoming now, we have a couple of workshops that we're going to do with other young people to get them involved in Oxfordshire Youth and this new strategy that we're trying to put out and get other people to know about it.
No, amazing. No, thank you so much. So it's time for a song, but this time it's Get Radio, so obviously it won't be as good as both of your song choices. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Interviewing Oxfordshire's business leaders. This is the Business Brunch Podcast, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Build relationships with the ultimate goal of growing your business. obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, today we're joined by Taffy and Jodie, and we're talking all about the Oxfordshire youth unemployment crisis. And I think there's been a lot of big headlines on this youth unemployment crisis. And I think what we as a radio station were really keen to do is to get two local experts that are really kind of seeing this on the ground and give a good insight to you, the listener. And we're doing exactly that. So thank you so much to you both. Jodie, I'm keen to talk about money, if that's okay, because I think that there have been a lot of headlines, and I think you spoke about the cost of this crisis. How is it for the charity sector at the moment here in Oxfordshire? And what are some of the what are some of the challenges financially, if that's okay?
We could start me off on a whole other conversation about that, Ben, but I guess a small snippet of that is that honestly, the charity sector has really seen the kind of brunt of a number of different things, from kind of COVID, cost of living crisis, and I guess a lack of investment into the sector. So there are huge amounts of financial struggles within the sector. And effectively what that looks like is organisations not necessarily having reserves and effectively working kind of quite hand to mouth and constantly looking at how to bring in resource to continue the work that they're doing. Fortunately, hugely creative, passionate and skilled people that lead the organisations, so quite often, you know, are managing to kind of get through that. But it's a very stressful kind of sector in a sense of those leading those organisations, the fact that actually instead of being able to focus solely on the cause and the young people or whatever it is that their cause is that they're supporting, that there's a constant kind of need to bring in money and be quite creative around that. I think also very different to businesses because you have a product to sell or a service in that way. With charities or smaller community groups, you're quite often writing funding applications, looking for partnerships or business support, larger contracts, or also kind of fundraising through that quite classic kind of fundraising events. All of them are very time intensive and are quite skilled activities as well. In some of the smaller youth organizations, the CEO is probably also the fundraiser, the HR, you know, like it is in a small business, you're doing a bit of everything, so you're stretched across all of those things. I mean, fortunately, you know, the government have shifted and released a new youth strategy this year, the first youth strategy in 15 years, which is really placing a huge emphasis on young people and making sure that we are starting to focus in a very different way on young people. And obviously the employment strand is one particular element of that, but it's also focusing on the role of youth work. And that's really important because what it's doing is recognising that actually that out of school, community-based kind of intervention, support, engagement, you know, having places for young people to go, be themselves with trusted adults and being able to kind of really explore who they are, build skills in informal environments is being recognised as the absolutely kind of key thing that we really need to invest in as a country to make sure that actually we make quite a significant change. And with that as well, actually what I've also seen in the recent report, which was great, is that there, you know, there's a recognition that there's already great solutions, there's already incredible organisations, incredible work, let's not start again, let's invest in what's already there. And I guess that's where Oxford Youth and our organisation, we're kind of really thinking, what is that youth capacity and infrastructure piece to ensure that these organisations and this work are not only thriving but at the sustainable long term, so that we can really invest in young people and make a significant difference and move away from this place around the, whether it's the mental health crisis or whether it's the, you know, the education employment crisis, you know, the reality is that we have not prioritized young people as a country and as adults working in different sectors, and that really needs to shift. And we're starting to see it, but there's a lot of work to do to really enable young people to thrive in this country.
No, absolutely. And for me, I think a big part is around that stability and consistency. I think if we're, you know, if we're planning very short term, it makes it very difficult to plant trees for the future, doesn't it? It really does. And actually, by not having, you know, that confidence that money will be here in 5 and 7 and 10 and 20 years time, actually, that, you know, that causes fear. I imagine a lot of young people. Taffy, one of the things I'm keen to build on is the power of a role model, whether that be another young person who is of a similar age, or whether that be of a youth worker or something else. What do you see as the impact that a role model can have to a young person?
I think it can be very inspiring. I feel like if you see someone and you look up to them, you want to be like them. And having somebody as a role model to not just give you advice, but also guide you and take you through the next steps can be very beneficial for a young person. I feel like people my age are very influenced by what they see, especially like on social media and stuff like that. So if you have a good role model, that can influence young people very well.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. What's your take on the role model piece, Jodie?
I mean, I feel quite passionate about this. We use the language in the kind of youth work space as a trusted adult, but I think absolutely a role model, because I think that quite often we think about role models in maybe an interest, something you're interested in, whether it's like a sporting legend or if it's a, you know, person who's passionate about the same thing as yourself. I think the deeper level of role modeling is effectively kind of how your character as a person effectively. So how you treat other people around you, you know, how are you uplifting the people around you? How are you ensuring and creating space and making sure that people around you have a voice? How are you holding tensions and conflicts and role modeling, you know, not kicking off in a space and actually being able to create environments where young people can have some conflicts and hold different truths without actually, you know, that turning into, you know, you're not going to speak to that person again or whatever that looks like, and us being able to kind of have that real critical view and critical thinking and holding that space. I think role models for me, like the important elements of role model is much more about kind of character, as you know, and kind of what we're, you know, the positive elements of what we're gaining from that, and young people being able to see people acting in ways that they actually go, oh, okay, that's, you know, that's really incredible. I want to be able to adopt that or see that. I think obviously role model can cover so many things, but I can absolutely point to role models in my life. I'm sure you can, Ben, as well. But I think just having one person sometimes that believes in you or shows you a different way to maybe what you might experience at home or in school or in a workplace actually can, I think, you know, and evidence shows actually can make a significant difference to you in your life and your next decisions, next steps.
No, totally, totally. This has been a really inspiring conversation, as I totally expected. But I guess I guess what I'm keen to bring the conversation on to is practical help. As I think I mentioned before, you know, a lot of people who listen to this show are business leaders or, you know, people here in Oxfordshire who will want to make an impact. What are some of the things that they could potentially do that would make that tangible impact? And Jodie, I'll maybe start with you if that's okay, and then move on to Taffy.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there's a couple of things here. One is that we love working with businesses, and I think there's huge amounts that businesses can offer in this space. So they can either get in touch with us and think about the ways that we can partner them with different organisations, youth organisations in the county, and think about what that looks like. But actually, some of these things would be around skill shares. We are thinking about kind of work experience across the sector, and also thinking about kind of, I guess, organisational practices as well. So that kind of leads me on to the second thing, which is actually, I guess, in our organisations, really thinking about how inclusive our work environments are, really thinking about how we're being adaptive in the kind of what we're looking for, I guess, in the workplace, thinking about the skills and development and where they can partner with other organisations to create the kind of in-house training or development opportunities. If you don't have the capacity and resource to do that in-house, can you partner with other organisations to do that? I think what Taffy was saying earlier, just kind of really, I guess, thinking about removing the barriers in kind of own work environments and the outreach piece, then building those relationships in the communities and with the young people, because I think it really changes the insight and the thinking in terms of what you can do for your organisation, but also about how you're partnering with other organisations as well. I'm sure Taffy's probably got some great things to add to that, but that's
brilliantly set up. What's your input, Taffy?
I think businesses could maybe like hold events and stuff like that locally, and where they all come together and advertise jobs for the youth, and that can get, you know, people off their phones, because usually nowadays people apply through jobs on their phones. But if they go into like a centre and they network and they speak to other employers, I feel like that would be a good opportunity for them. But also schools as well. Like I remember when I was in year 10, we did a week of work experience, and I feel like that was very beneficial, and I feel like that should be continued on, or maybe, you know, done a bit longer instead of just 1 week, and you can do work experience in different sectors, so you have work experience. So I feel like businesses should work in partnerships with schools, and businesses should work with other businesses to come together and present jobs for youth.
No, totally. I'm a massive believer in a business's role is about supporting the community around it. You know, a business is a pillar of the community and part of the community, and I think that as business leaders, we should all be trying to leave the community around us in a better place than it was when we joined. So really, really great point there, Taffy. Thank you. We are coming to the final stint of the show as such. But one of the things that I really love to leave our listeners with or our followers with is I guess some top tips and things to really kind of think about introducing. So Jodie, I'm gonna pick on you first if that's okay. Picks and the pivotal word. Some of the top tip or some of the top tips that you would love to leave our listeners with?
I guess to the business community, really thinking about the obvious things within the business around paying minimum wage, clear pay and benefits that are available, and making sure that's all kind of accessible, employment contracts and like really robust inductions, supervisions, good learning and development, all of those sorts of things, I think just make, you know, really effective workplace. But I think are really important, especially for those coming into their first jobs and what that looks like. I think that piece around engagement and support, like pre-employment stuff, feels really important. And especially if there's the gaps around, okay, well, we've got these jobs and we're not recruiting, and then young people say, well, we're not able to get the jobs. There's a complete gap in engagement there. So I think the piece around pre-employment support and partnering with other organisations, getting in touch with Oxfordshire Youth or other youth organisations, you know, I think what is that piece around engagement? Because otherwise, effectively, we've got two different, you know, people looking for the same thing, but actually it's not quite gelling. So I think the engagement piece feels really important, like rocking up to your local engagement events in the community that are not always business related. How are you building relationships locally? And as to your point, Ben, around the local community of your business feels more important these days, I think, than ever, because I think we've either got a digital space where you're just a number and actually you're cut off even just for a process of not even, you know, whittling through kind of who you're going to take through to the next phase. So there's no engagement. And effectively, I think that's pushing us more into the need for more actual face-to-face and in-person engagement in lots of ways. And that feels like that's where the gap is. And then I think also anything around thinking about people from diverse backgrounds across a number of different spaces, and what are you doing in your organisations to really be quite authentically pro and supportive of people with different backgrounds feels really important as well, in terms of that engagement piece, inclusive work environments. And I guess that other piece there as well is actually when you are then bringing people into the organisation, or if you're already employing people of all ages, how are you bringing those different ages together and not thinking just about capabilities and progression, but actually where's the youth voice piece or the voice piece that's engaging and keeping people within the organisation, but really helping the business to flourish as well. There's probably so much more that I could say on that, but I think, you know, I think there's quite a few things that we could do. And actually, even if you just pick one of those initially, then I think that could make a difference. I think the engagement piece would be my top tip, number one thing I'd say.
No, absolutely. And you make a really good point in terms of even just doing one of those things. I think it's better to do something than nothing. Thank you for that. And Taffy, what's your lasting top tip to end the show?
I think some top tips I would give to the youth during this unemployment crisis is to persevere. Don't be discouraged. You know, keep trying. Persevering is one of the most important things, because it's going to be a hard process, but having that strong mindset will continue and get you to where you need to get to. And also networking and trying to build yourself and build, like, for example, me, I started Oxfordshire Youth and I became a youth champion. And I feel like ever since I joined this group, it's helped me so much. Obviously, having this opportunity and much more opportunities has given me the chance to grow. So I feel like building yourself, and also that can help you as well.
No, totally. Some really, really good advice. But what a way to end the show. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. So thank you so much to our two experts for joining us today. Just a reminder, we've had Jodie Lloyd-Jones and Taffy Raphael of Oxfordshire Youth. So thank you so much to both of you for being so honest and so insightful. Really, really amazing, amazing input. Thank you. Just a reminder, we are going to be back next week with some brand new guests talking about a topic impacting on local businesses. As always, you can listen to the show on the radio or online every Sunday at 11 a.m. If you would prefer to listen to a podcast, do head over to any major podcast platform and you can listen from the Monday morning. Or if you would like to see my lovely guests, do head over to the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, make it impactful, and we'll see you next week.